So what's Paul saying? He's saying that our thoughts, you know, should be pure. They should not be mixed with other things. Wow. They shouldn't be mixed. That our thoughts should be of purity. That when we see a person of the opposite sex, we should, or we can say, man, you know, that person must work out. You know, they got a, you know, they got, you know, pretty good nice body, right? So we might say, okay, there's nothing wrong with that statement, right? And then all of a sudden you think, what? Well, I'd like to get some of that, right?
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us today for the conclusion of Lord, Help Me to Not Have These Evil Thoughts. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of Lord, Help Me to Not Have These Evil Thoughts.
And I'm going to break them down, but he said that these are the things that we should be thinking about. Now, I put together a little chart to help us consider thoughts that are in our minds. To help us consider thoughts that are in our mind. And it comes from this word media. And I chose media because basically the media is shaping our minds. You know, if you look at the average Christian, you know, we probably spend an inordinate amount of time in front of the television. Or if not in front of the television, riding down the road, looking at signs along the way, listening to the radio. So media has a profound impact and influence on our thoughts and on our minds. And so when we think about the things that are in our minds, what are we thinking about? You know, what are you thinking about? You know, what are some of you thinking about right now? Just think, what's on your thought mind right now? I wish you would hurry up. Is that, you know, or, you know, some people, man, I wish you wouldn't have gone there. You know, what thoughts are you having right now? See, whatever is in your mind, you got to ask the Lord. And see, we don't do this. We don't do this. We don't stop and we don't do this. And ask the Lord, is what I'm doing pleasing to you? Is the action, are the actions that I'm committing, are they pleasing to you? But how many of us stop during the day and ask the Lord, are my thoughts pleasing unto you? Lord, are my thoughts pleasing unto you? Media, message. What is the message and how is it coming across? What is the message? What is the thought, the message that's in your mind? In effect, what effect is it having on my life? You know, if I have a thought in my mind, you know, what effect is it having on my life? And damage. Will I suffer damage from this? You know, will this lead me to have fantasies? Will it lead me to be angry? Will it lead me to be jealous? You know, what is this thought actually leading me to? Is it leading me to holiness? Is what we're talking about. Is my thought leading me to holiness? Now, again, I already said that there are things that we see and things that we hear that we can't do anything about. Because they're just going to come there. I don't care where you're at. You know, somebody's going to say something or you're going to see something that's going to cause a thought to come into your mind. So you got to ask the question, if I entertain this thought, what kind of damage is it going to do? The eye is instead. Well, what can I substitute this thought with that will be productive in my mind, that will be constructive? Well, is there something that I can substitute this thought with? And then the A is to ask. Ask God, does this glorify him? Would I feel comfortable with my thoughts if Jesus was in my head, which he is, all right? The Lord is in your head, so he already knows. So, but, you know, the thing is, you know, we don't fear a lot of times that which we don't see. You know, we fear man because man, he sees us. He can see what we're doing. But God He knows what's going on in our mind. So to ask God, does this glorify you? You know, and if it doesn't, then you, how do you handle that? How do you transition, you know, with that thought to get to a place where God is glorified? So Paul gives us this insight for overcoming the thoughts in our life, the evil thoughts, the wicked thoughts. Now, he comes and he gives us some items, you know, to help us to be able to overcome these thoughts. Now, I tried to put it in a way that would be helpful. So as I put this together, I just didn't want to go through and read a bunch of words because, you know, you say, I read the words and everybody, okay, you know, that sounds good. Some of y'all probably even memorized this verse. If I ask you to quote the verse, some of y'all could probably even quote the verse. But then to tell me what it means, then that's the important thing. And so I tried to put this in such a way to help us to see how what Paul is telling us, what we need to be combating, okay? It's not good to know that we need to think true thoughts or honest thoughts or just thoughts, but how do we combat? Why did Paul tell us this? What is he trying to get us to combat? And so that's the way that we want to look at this morning. He said, first of all, the things that are true. Now, what is the evil part of this? Well, the evil part, lies, deceit, dishonesty, being unreliable. You know, if these are thoughts in your mind, then the way that you should combat it is with the truth. Instead of meditating and dwelling on lies, you need to meditate and dwell on the truth. Instead of trying to deceive somebody, you should be meditating on how to bless somebody. Instead of being dishonest, you should try to be a person of integrity. You know, there was a dear saint when I first came to Bethany, faithful prayer warrior, Miss Teresa Tyler, Brother Gilbert Tyler's mom. And I remember she used to always say something that stuck with me and I'll never forget. She would always say, tell the truth and you'll never have to remember what you said. Tell the truth and you'll never have to remember what you said. And so when we think about this idea of whatsoever things are true, then, you know, we need to think about anything that's battling lies, deceit, dishonesty in our mind. Second, he said, whatever things are honest. And that word also can mean noble. And so the evil thoughts there are being disrespectful to somebody, to be irreverent, disrespectful to an authority, disrespectful to somebody in your life, that you have thoughts of disrespecting somebody or being irreverent, to not treat somebody with dignity. Well, how do you combat this? You combat it with honesty. You combat it by being with thoughts of reverence. How can I reverence this? Oh, man. See, y'all not hearing me today. How can I reverence this person? Right? Now, notice I didn't say worship them. I didn't say exalt them. But if you have thoughts, evil thoughts of disrespecting somebody, then irreverent, how can I reverence this person? How can I respect them? How can I give them the dignity that every human being is worthy of? He said, think of these things that are honest. He said, think of the things that are just. What are the evil thoughts there? The evil thoughts are unrighteousness. And so how do you combat unrighteousness? You should combat it with those thoughts that line up with God's standards of perfect righteousness, his justice, his uprightness, his virtuousness, so that when you see unrighteousness going on, when you see injustices taking place, that your mind shouldn't dwell on how these things are happening, but you as a child of God should in your mind be thinking, Lord, is there something I can do to help overcome these unrighteous acts? You know, as I said before, I said a couple of weeks, that it's very easy to sit back and curse the darkness. Oh, man, you know, the police, man, you know, they're out of control. You know, the government is this and the government is that. It's very easy to sit back and curse the darkness with thoughts of unrighteousness. But you know, it's another thing to say, Lord, show me how to have just thoughts, upright thoughts, virtuous thoughts about this thing. You know, it's very easy to sit back and criticize and condemn public officials. But Lord, how can I pray that you would speak to their hearts? You know, there was something a couple of months ago that happened, that they fought to take, I think it was In God We Trust, out of something downtown, out of City Hall. Politicians did that. And I heard a lot of Christians cursing the darkness. But if we're going to have a holy mindset, you know, we might say in our mind, that's not right. But Lord, how can I pray for this man? Lord, is there anything I can do to make a difference in this area? He goes on to say, whatsoever things are pure. And as we look at the idea of purity, you know, we see that this is this means evil thoughts means morally impure thoughts. That when you have these morally impure thoughts, you need to combat it with thoughts that are clean. Now, the word pure here actually means unmixed. That your thoughts are not mixed with half impure and half pure, but your thoughts are pure. You know, I remember listening to, I think it was James Dobson, and he had a guy on there, and his young daughters wanted to watch a movie that was rated R. And, you know, he was trying to tell them that he didn't think that it was proper for them to go watch a movie that was rated R. And they said, well, you know, our friends are doing it, and, you know, Dad, you know, you're just this old fuddy-duddy, and you know, you don't want us to have any fun, and, you know, they went on and on. And so, you know, the dad said, well, I'm just trying to let you know that there are things there that you probably shouldn't be exposed to. And so, but they were determined to go. And the dad said, well, I'm going to let you go. He said, and before you go, he said, I want you to come, and I bake some cookies. And I want you to, you know, eat these cookies. And if you eat these cookies, I'll let you go. He said, now, one thing I want you to know is that in this batch, I put a little bit of dog poop. So you know what? The daughters didn't go to the movie, right? How many people want to eat cookies with a little bit of dog poop in them? Right? So what's Paul saying? He's saying that our thoughts, you know, should be pure. They should not be mixed with other things. Wow. They shouldn't be mixed. That our thoughts should be of purity. That when we see a person of the opposite sex, we can say, man, you know, that person must work out. You know, they got pretty good nice body, right? So we might say, okay, there's nothing wrong with that statement, right? And then all of a sudden you think, what? Well, I'd like to get some of that, right? Right? So what have you done? All that you said about, you know, that could have been right, you done made it wrong. So that purity that you started out with has now become defiled. And so Paul is saying that our thoughts should be pure. They should not be mixed with anything that morally defiles or contaminates. Now, I know this. Let me say that. I know this right now because some of y'all sitting out there saying, man, this guy is crazy. How in the world did he think that, you know, anybody? You know the thing I like about God is that God raises the bar. He doesn't lower the bar so that we can jump over it. He raises the bar. And so this is one of those sermons this morning that raises the bar, okay? Yeah, it might be hard. It might be a stretch. But God is saying, look, this is where we're at, up here. You know, let's jump up here and let's not have, as I heard one person say, let's not have a race to the bottom. All right? We want to race to the top. So pure, that we have thoughts that are pure and not mixed with evil. And then lovely. Lovely. The evil thoughts. There would be bitterness, unkind, mean, impatient. You know, if these are thoughts that are in your mind, especially toward another person, then you need to battle against that with thoughts that are lovely, sympathetic, caring, and generous. You can't let these thoughts grab a hold of your mind and dominate in your mind. You got to have lovely thoughts. And those are the things that Paul has in mind here. Then he says, good report, good report. What are the evil thoughts here? Derogatory thoughts, harmful thoughts, destructive thoughts. And these should be combated with praiseworthy, affirmative, and constructive things. You want to know how to get victory over evil thoughts? I tell you what, just go back. Now, you know, I tried to exegete this verse, but you just go back and exegete it for yourself. You go back and you, you know, if you got a Vines, if you got a word study book, you got a good commentary, just go back for yourself and look at each one of these words and read what they mean and then begin to say, okay, this is how I need to fight against these evil thoughts in my life. Because God wants us to have holiness in mind. You know, it's one thing to be holy in the body, but it's another thing to be holy in our mind. And, you know, the bad thing is that if sometimes, you know, if they ever, you know, as advanced as man gets, if man is ever able to invent a device where he could search your mind and put your thoughts up on the screen for everybody to see. You know, probably a lot of us will walk around most of the time with our head down, shame. Or we wouldn't even come out, right? Because we don't want anybody, you don't want anybody to know what you're thinking, right? I mean, especially if your thoughts are evil, you don't want them to know what you're thinking. And so that's why I'm saying God wants us to be holy in our minds. He wants us to be holy in our thinking. So how do we sum this up? As we sum it up, Paul says, at the end of the verse, he said, if there be anything that is virtuous, if there be anything that is praiseworthy, that you should think on these things. So he gives those six virtues to let us know how we can combat against evil thoughts. And then, summing it up, Paul said, now, on top of that, if there's anything excellent, if there's anything worthy of praise, he said, think on these things. And this is why it is important for believers to guard what goes into your heart. Proverbs 4:23. Keep your heart with all diligence. Keep your heart with all diligence. Protect what you allow to go into your heart, because out of it flow the issues of life. My brothers and sisters, you matter to God. You have value in the sight of God. God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sin so that you might have eternal life. The one thing that you can do, one of the things you can do, is keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. And not only that, but you got to protect what you allow to enter through your eyes. Because what you allow to enter through your eyes will have a profound influence on what you think. Jesus said that it's not what comes out. Well, they put the verse. Let's read it. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, Thy whole body shall be full of light. So that means if your eye is good, if you allow good things to come into your eyes, then your whole body will be filled with light. Your mind, everything in there. But if your eye's evil, if you let evil things come in through the eye gate, then your whole body will be filled with darkness. And if therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? So it's imperative that we allow, that we protect our minds and that we guard what comes in through our eyes. As we conclude today, I have some instructions for overcoming evil thoughts. Some instructions for overcoming evil thoughts. First, make a covenant with your eyes to not look lustfully, to not look at things lustfully. Job 31, 1. Job made a covenant with his eyes. So now we're getting down to saints. This is where you get involved, right? Your resolution. Have you been praying about the resolution that God wants you to make as a result of hearing this sermon? Last week, resolutions to a holy life. So if you could do one resolution every week, by the time that we get done, you should have about 8 resolutions to holiness in your life. Make a covenant with your eyes not to look at things lustfully. Second, submit your mind to God for examination. I think I want to read Psalm 139. I always like that one. Psalm 139. Submit your mind to God for examination. Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, not on me, but in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Search me, O God. Examine me. Lord, do an intense examination of my mind and my heart. Know my heart and try me. Know my thoughts, Lord. And if there's any wicked way in my thoughts, Lord, lead me in the right way. Lead me in the way that leads to everlasting life. Proverbs 4:23, we already talked about this. Keep a close watch on what you expose yourself to. As the Staples singer said, respect yourself. Respect yourself. Keep a close eye on what you expose yourself to. Have enough dignity for yourself. Have enough love, not egotistic or narcissistic, but have enough agape, the kind of love that God has for yourself, that you don't expose yourself to just any old thing. Cast down evil thoughts in your mind. Don't let them stay there. Don't let them have a party in your mind, but cast them down. As soon as they come in, throw them down. As soon as they come in, if you look at those Philippians 4, verse 8, just go back to Philippians 4, 8. And you want to know how to fight against the thought that comes in your mind? Go back to Philippians 4, 8. Pull out one of those words and think on that thing. See? Think on that thing. Because if you don't, it's just going to dwell there. And then finally, don't allow yourself to become negligent or careless in what you expose yourself to. Peter said, gird up the loins of your mind. Don't let them just flap in the wind, but you gird them up and you be intentional about the things that come into your mind.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of The Highway of Holiness. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Lord, help me to not have these evil thoughts, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request, Lord, help me to not have these evil thoughts. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request, Lord, help me to not have these evil thoughts. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Galaise. Dr. Galaise is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877 877- 831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.